Donald Trump ran for president in 2016, promising to work to overturn Roe v. Wade. He succeeded. But that policy win for abortion rights opponents has become a political liability for the former president this time around. And while Trump tries to moderate his message on abortion, Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign is warning voters that another Trump administration would further threaten access to reproductive health care. NPR's Sarah McCammon has more from the campaign trail.
LaToria Beasley was sitting in her doctor's office last year when she got the news that an Alabama Supreme Court decision meant her IVF treatment would have to wait.
My doctor told me, despite preparing for this moment for months, we couldn't proceed.
Beasley and her husband were trying for their second child when fertility clinics across Alabama stopped offering the procedure. State lawmakers passed an emergency fix, but not before patients like Beasley lost time and money waiting. Speaking to voters in Macon, Georgia last week during a Harris campaign event, Beasley laid the blame squarely on the Republican nominee.
Donald Trump is responsible for what happened in Alabama and what happened to me.
That's right.
And Beasley added, Georgia voters are no strangers to the impact of the Supreme Court decision that overturned decades of abortion rights precedent just over 2 years ago. Most abortions are currently illegal in Georgia after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. The Harris campaign is taking that message to voters in a bus tour focused on reproductive rights, which kicked off last week in Florida and continues today in North Carolina.
Keep right, then enter the tunnel.
As the bus rolled from Macon to Atlanta on Friday, Congresswoman Nikema Williams, who's also the chair of Georgia's Democratic Party, said voters she talks to worry another Trump administration will mean more restrictions.
They are very concerned about what a Trump administration means for what is left of their reproductive freedom. And so what I'm hearing is that voters are very motivated by this issue.
Throughout the campaign, Trump has struggled with his messaging on reproductive rights. In a recent interview with NBC, he said Florida's abortion ban, which, like Georgia's, prohibits abortion after about 6 weeks, was too restrictive and seemed open to voting for a reproductive rights initiative. After pushback from anti-abortion groups, Trump later said he'd vote against it. Pollster Tressa Undum says abortion is a top voting issue for key Democratic constituencies, and Trump knows that.
I mean, the polling's no secret. For independent women, pro-choice suburban women, I mean, he's got to peel off some to win. You know, there's a huge gender gap right now. If he doesn't close that, he loses.
In a statement, Trump campaign press secretary Caroline Leavitt reiterated his position that abortion policy should be left to the states. Leavitt said Trump, quote, strongly supports ensuring women have access to the care they need, including IVF and contraception. In the meantime, Democrats are trying to remind voters of what Trump has already said and done, and linking him to policy proposals like the Heritage Foundation's Project 2025, which calls for more restrictions on reproductive health care.
Good afternoon, Atlanta. Good afternoon, Atlanta.
On Friday, at another stop along the tour at a barbecue restaurant in Atlanta, Georgia Senator John Ossoff reminded voters that the state has one of the nation's worst maternal mortality rates and a shortage of health care providers. Ossoff told NPR he's hearing from doctors in Georgia about patients who've been denied abortions while facing medical complications.
So this is personal for Georgia women, and it's impacting the health of Georgia women.
Sitting with friends, Ursula Anderson of Atlanta says they're all working to help elect Harris.
We need to remind them, irregardless of what rhetoric Trump is putting out there, there are American women that need support. And if they have forgotten because it's been 2 years, we need to remind them.
The Harris campaign says the Reproductive Rights Bus Tour will make about 50 stops focusing on battleground states between now and Election Day. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, Atlanta.